You are listening to season two of Wake Up or Break Up with your host, LCB. Are you ready to get started? Let's go.
What's up, you guys? And welcome to a special edition of Wake Up or Break Up. Today, Joe and I are celebrating our 10-year wedding anniversary with all of you guys. And we're just going to share our thoughts. Like, I mean, let's be real. Like, at the beginning of this year, we were planning for, like, this huge vow renewal. We were going to go to Hawaii with our family and friends. Just kidding. Just our family. And we were going to get married again on the beach in front of those people that we are closest to and have banks there. And
then I fucked it up.
Oh, can I cuss?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Here we are, married for 10 years. Like, what a change. I didn't even, like, when I think about it, and I'm like, man, we were planning to go to Hawaii. We were talking about, like, hotels and resorts. I was looking at dresses, like...
Were you?
Yeah. I know that sounds weird. I didn't really tell you because I didn't want to, like, freak you out. Because I know sometimes guys get weird about vow renewals, but...
I didn't even know it was going down.
For Hawaii?
Yeah, because, you know, our families were all being hella weird, so...
Did you ever think about our 10-year anniversary? Because I know, like, all this stuff with you and that girl went down in January. Did our 10-year anniversary cross your mind at all?
Yeah, I was depressed and sad, and I didn't want to get to that 10-year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, after I found out and we broke up, I didn't think we were going... I don't know if we would even make it there, you know, myself. And I didn't think that it would ever happen again. I think I was really disappointed because 10 years was such a big deal. And this year, too, like, this is just a random side note. This was, like, my high school 20-year reunion. I don't want to age myself, but...
Oh, you were planning that.
Yeah. So I was planning my high school reunion, my 20-year reunion. I was planning our 10-year wedding anniversary, and then COVID. So here we are today, December 7th, 2020, our 10-year wedding anniversary. Do you remember where you were at 10 years ago on this day?
Yeah, we were on the island. I was in my tuxedo, or trying to get in my tuxedo, and I had a stomach ache, or a heartburn, or whatever it was. I thought I was having a heart attack. But the paramedics came, you know, if you guys don't know, we got married on a TV show, VH1 Wedding Wars, like Survivor, but not, and we won. And so we had our family out in Hawaii and, you know, we didn't eat nothing really besides rice and beans throughout the whole thing. And so once we won and we're at the hotel, I was eating everything. And then when we went to get our marriage license, I ate McDonald's, I ate everything. And the next day, my chest was hurting, and because that morning I was still eating everything too, and I was in pain, and they called the paramedics, and the guy gave me Pepto-Bismol, and I was a lot, it went down, I was a lot better, I burped, I farted, and we, you know, had our wedding, and, you know, with production and everything, we were out there a long time. I was out there a long time waiting for you, you know, and then everybody's just drinking and getting drunk, and I'm not, they're telling me not to drink.
Really?
But my stomach was also still hurting, though. And so, yeah, and then you came out, you know, behind the little backdrop. You walked out with your dad all the way towards the ocean, and it was nice. I cried.
I remember seeing you cry. I remember when I was waiting in the car, they still hadn't told me my dad was there. Like, so effed up. And I was like, I'm not getting married if my dad isn't here. Because at the time, just a little bit of back history, my dad's gone now, but at the time he was about to go into dialysis. And so they didn't know if he was healthy enough to get on a plane and even come to the wedding. So they did not tell me he was there. I saw my mom and my sister, but they wouldn't let me talk to them about it. And when I got out of the car to walk towards the ceremony site, my dad pops out, and you guys, I... ugly cried. My dad ugly cried. It was such a crazy moment. I'm going to have to share the link somewhere. I used to share it on Facebook every year.
You have
the
link?
Yeah.
Block it off.
No, I have it on Vimeo.
Oh, it's
Yeah, but I haven't posted it in like in for, well, I guess a year. But I have that, and every time I watch it, I cry hysterically, like ugly cry every time.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it's a good episode, that last one.
The whole show was good.
It's so weird that it's not on anything. Like, it's so hard to find. They took it off of, you know, Amazon and...
Well, 10 years ago, it didn't really have a cloud.
True.
And so everything transitioned to a cloud. And if you guys want to know technical stuff.
Oh, well, that makes more
and
sense.
And the business changed. You know, Viacom switched over. Who owns VH1?
You said that when me and my dad were walking down the aisle, you cried. Like, were you crying because it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm getting married?
No, it was the opposite. It was beautiful. It was nice. We finally did it. You got to see your dad, you know, and it was cool. And, you know, my stomach was hurting too, so I was crying because of that as well. But yeah, so I don't know, it's just an emotional feeling. You see it all the time in TV, a lot of times, or
yeah,
in weddings, you know, and you look beautiful, so that was a nice dress.
Yeah, a little back history on that dress, like. They had us pick out dresses when we were on the island. So we picked out our colors. I don't know what the F color. I'd never planned a wedding before, but it was like so arbitrary because the top three couples got to do all of this stuff. And I picked like a mermaid style dress. So when they brought me dresses, like the night before the wedding, all the mermaid dresses were either too big or too small. And only one dress fit me perfectly. And it was this super Cinderella ballroom gown.
No, it was like tied up top though.
Yeah, it was like tied on the top and then like this big Cinderella bottom. And I don't know if a lot of you know me. Joe knows me. I'm not super girly like that. Like, I don't even have my ears pierced. So it was like,
I do.
I don't want to wear this cupcake dress. But it was beautiful. I mean, it looked nice.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. I mean, they tried to put me in a suit where one sleeve was longer than the other. I was like, hell no. Hail to the no. And we couldn't even pick our music that for the, you know, for the whole ceremony and all that
None
stuff.
Of it.
Yeah, because of copyright issues, so it was kind of weird. Couldn't vibe. Everybody's vibing to Hawaiian music and stuff.
Yeah, like, we didn't have our wedding, like, our first dance song. I didn't have the song I picked for me and my dad.
We did interviews throughout the whole ceremony,
Reception. Yeah.
So
we missed like the entire party part.
TV thing. TV.
Yeah, but on TV it looks amazing. But literally, we spent maybe 2 hours doing interviews, 2 hours doing pictures.
Then it got dark.
They're like,
oh, we gotta clean up.
And then they just put us all on in freaking vans and sent us back to the hotel. I don't know. It was. Do we even remember your vows? Don't feel bad. I don't remember mine.
We wrote it that night.
I didn't even write it. I made it up, like, off the top of my head.
Oh, maybe I did it off the top of my head, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like, I don't remember. And so it's funny, like, when, you know, after we broke up and people were talking about the cheating, they're like, oh, Joe broke vows. And I'm like, I don't even remember vows.
Like, maybe it's, like, Bible vows. I do. You do. We're married. Are those vows or no? When the pastor,
I think it's like better for worse till death do you part.
Those are vows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we say that?
No, they say it. The pastor.
Oh, and we just say I do? I thought you repeat it though, yeah?
Oh, maybe I did.
Dude, I honestly don't remember our wedding day. And I'm not saying that makes our marriage or our union any less legit. I'm just saying it's just part of our crazy ass story together.
It's fun though. Even though we've had some crazy stuff, hardships.
Yeah, but here we are, 10 years later.
We've actually been together for 15 years.
Yes, we've been together for 15.
Well, I understand, like, people count, like, they're like, oh, you guys have been together for 10 years because you've been married for 10 years, but we also were together for 5 years before that.
Yeah.
So we've been together for 15 years. So I don't understand that, so you negate that.
Yeah.
So what if you've been together for, you know, like, boyfriend, girlfriend for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and then you decide to get married. And you're like, oh, yeah, I've been married for 10 years. No, actually, you guys have been together for 30 years.
What's more important, like, the overall time or the time that you were legally together? Do you think there's a difference?
Overall together, because the first 5 years was, like, the foundation.
Yeah.
Of us loving each other that first year and then killing each other off and on. Me finding out that, you know, you're not very...
We didn't kill each other because we would be dead.
Well, be finding out, you know, she's not super clean and stuff. You know, she just throws stuff everywhere.
Hey, that's life.
Yeah. Side note, I do all chores.
Hey, be fair. I do some too.
Sometimes.
Okay, so let's just be legit. Like, this is our 10-year anniversary, but maybe we just need to stop focusing on the marriage aspect and focus on the relationship aspect. So this is our 15-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Let's just celebrate that from now on.
Kinda.
Well, I'm gonna be real. Because this year, this 10-year anniversary, I can't even look at your face because I feel like I'm gonna get emotional, but...
Go ahead.
No, like, this 10-year anniversary is, like, hard because, you know... It's like, not that the marriage was like a lie or that the marriage was like a sham, but it's just broken. And it's hard to celebrate and it's hard to be happy because it was so sad, you know?
Some reason the universe compounded all this in 1 year.
I know.
With me cheating, our first dog dying, coronavirus.
Losing the business.
I don't call that losing a business. It was a bonus. Blessing. That was a blessing. Us getting out of our depressions. That was good, I guess. That's good.
Oh my god.
We were depressed though.
We were. Bang stopped breastfeeding at the beginning of 2020. He started sleeping in his own bed, which was freaking epic. It's just been a crazy year, and it's hard to get to this point where it's like 10 years is supposed to be such a big deal, and we were gonna like renew our vows and do all these things, and it's, I don't know if I'm more sad about the plans being changed or I'm more sad because the story I wanted to tell myself isn't viable anymore. Like, it's broken.
Well, ever since I met you, it's always been all stories. You know, it's like the idea of that you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that, you're supposed to do this. And then you're always fighting against it. Like, oh, you have to be married before you have sex. You have to go to college if you want a good job, or... This is how love is supposed to be, like Cinderella stories or, you know, Princess Bride or whatever it is. I don't remember that movie. But I know it's people's favorites, a lot of people's favorites. But, you know, it's like it's this fairy tale image in people's heads, and including you and, you know, all that stuff. And, you know me, I've never rode like that.
I know. You've, like, totally destroyed all those ideas I've had.
And I told you, I don't do that. And... You know, I'm not a good, completely, like, prince type of charming type of guy.
But you were when I first met you.
Yeah, I mean, that's lovey-dovey, you know? We're, you know, that first year, you know, trying to get in your pants and stuff.
I feel that. I mean, I'm not going to, like, hate on it. It's true.
It's like being nice, you know? I mean, yeah. we're falling in love and all that stuff, and everything's good. And then the next year, we moved in together, and we're like, whoa. What was this?
And then you got real ugly. Like, you got real ugly real fast.
Yeah. And I wasn't ready yet. I hadn't worked on myself. Had a lot of temper issues for the first, 5 to 7 years of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it just takes time. I wasn't ready those whatever amount of years. First half of our, you know, life. And, you know, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if I go through a down spell again in my life.
I think it's inevitable for us to have these ups and downs. You know, this is our second breakup since we've been together in 15 years, and they both hurt equally bad. I think the first one for me was really bad. But I will say, if I was looking like on the bright side, is that we do get better every time we get back together. So it's not like it stays bad.
We've only broken up twice, you said.
Yeah, but I mean, each time we've gotten back stronger. Some people break up once and then never get back together again. But we've broken up twice and got back together, and it's been better every time we get back.
I think, like, for us is we do take a conscious effort of trying to work on ourselves or do something. Whether, you know, you're trying to help these people or take courses or watching something or we're talking to each other. I think a lot of people, or even us, like a year ago, we would just say something like, oh, it'll be fine. We'll brush it under the bus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just from breaking up this time, you know, we kind of self-reflected and see what we want in life. And, you know, we talked it out and try to make ourselves better.
Yeah, but do we have to break up every single time and figure things out? Like, we can't figure things out and stay together? We can't talk to each other? We have to, like, blow up each other's lives?
I don't know. Coronavirus is blowing up this world. We're doing it for a reason.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's better.
I mean, I hope so.
I mean, that's what usually happens. You know, and like in businesses, you know, I've you know, you fail how many times? You're not gonna hit that a winner in your first try in business. That's like very unlikely.
Yeah.
You know, like all these successful people, they've had, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 businesses fail before the right one, or implode or explode or whatever you want to call it. You know. And so, how many times have I, you know, screwed up or, you know, had anger problems or gone through depression in our relationship? And even you have too. So it's like, you know, those down moments, some of them didn't constitute breakups, but
true,
but there are still points where it was super down and we had to get out of it.
It's just crazy to say, like, it's crazy to feel like my story's crazy. It's crazy to feel like, man, we broke up twice, that's a failed relationship, or, you know, I'm stupid for staying with you, or it's not meant to be. Like, what the F is meant to be? What is successful in relationships? What's right? What's wrong? What's supposed to be? You know, it's just, what were your expectations for today, for our 10-year anniversary? Did you have any?
I thought we were going to go on the backup trip.
Yeah.
To San Diego, but then the COVID picked up and everybody is locking down and stuff, so... And our parents are kind of worried, or your mom's worried, and your sister.
Well, I mean, we were going to meet up with the other two couples from our show and have like a reunion together in this house in San Diego's on the ocean. It's going to be beautiful. We're going to bring Banks. They were going to bring their kids, our dogs, and it didn't go through because freaking coronavirus. And so that was out the window. But I mean, like, just in general, did you have like any anxiety or stress or thoughts coming into the anniversary?
I mean for the whole week I was like, damn, what can I do for her to make her happy or whatever? She doesn't like things, can't go out to eat, you know, it's hard to go anywhere because a lot of times you have a scheduled appointment or whatever, you know. I mean, you can rearrange it, but, and then we have Banks, who's last 4 days has been a terror.
Yeah.
And angry and moody, and then so it's just like, okay, let me see if I could do something, think about what she likes or whatever, what she would like. And so, you know, I was thinking more sentimental, or something. You know, we're not rich or anything, so I can't like fly you to Bali or anything like that, but
yeah.
Which we will one day, but yeah, I mean, what did I get you?
Dick.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Yes, at 12 midnight, I did give her the penis. I think she enjoyed that. Right?
It was totally unexpected. It was like one of those things. I was asking Joe, I'm an asshole, y'all. I seem like a nice person sometimes, but I'm an asshole. And I asked Joe, like, if for our anniversary, if I could have like 2 free passes, because he had hooked up with that girl 2 times. So I wanted 2 passes in life in case I wanted them to hook up with someone else. And it made him suspicious, but it also made him strangely aroused that I would ask that, or just thinking of me with someone else. Like,
and then she was like, oh, what if I get addicted to that guy's, you know, sex and dick and stuff like that. And I was like, it's like a competition to me. I mean, it doesn't bother me if she, you know, honestly doesn't bother me if she was wanting to pass or anything, just because that's how I am as a person. But the thought that she could get addicted to someone else's penis over mine made me kind of turned on. So I was like, oh, I'm going to show her. And so, and that was at midnight.
It was at midnight. It was in the kitchen. I was like, oh, is this happening right now? Where was Banks, you ask? I'm going to say sleeping because that's probably what would make us sound like better parents. But he was actually just on his phone and watching TV. So.
No, he was sleeping, guys. He was sleeping. Where was Banks? He was sleeping.
Hey, If anything, if this freaking year has taught me anything, it's I don't give a shit anymore. This is my story. This is what's happening. We did it in the kitchen. It was hot. It carried on into the bedroom because we are respectable people. We didn't do it all in the kitchen for Banks to walk in. We went into our room like real adults and finished our business. But that was a pretty unexpected anniversary present. So thanks for that.
And then?
And then in the morning, I started off today with some calls. And when I got out, Joe had made this Korean omelet. And if you don't know about Korean omelets, they're amazing. It's like a scramble, but then they fry it in such a way that it's like a sushi roll. I can't think of a good way of saying it. It's like an egg omelet. Anyway, Google it. Korean egg omelet. It's delicious. And he made that as well as some congee, which is
Chinese rice soup or whatever.
Yeah. And it was so yummy, you guys. And we ate that. And then we just chilled and hung out. And Joe's like, I have to go to the store. And I'm like, okay, cool. Regular day. No, I honestly had no expectations for the day. And then Joe comes home and he had these freaking beautiful pictures that he had made of me and Banks and me and him on our wedding day. And then me and Lola, which made me cry because I miss her. And
Lola
is our first pup that we lost in August.
Because like, in a lot of languages, Lola's grandma.
Oh, true. So it's our dog, Lola. And yeah, and before that, I was actually in my session on a call, and Joe texts me like this long, beautiful message, and I'm on Zoom, so I'm like trying to be on the Zoom call and be professional. It was like a group meeting, and I'm reading this text, like trying not to cry. And you're probably asking, why the F did you read it during your session, Elsie? And I'm like, because it's like on my screen, and I could not ignore it.
It's like a spoken word.
It was everything. And if you guys saw it on my timeline? On my story. On my IG story, I posted it. So yeah, that was pretty much our day. But I'm not disappointed, I guess, because I really didn't have any expectations. I guess I'm sorry I didn't get you anything.
You gave me that good gushy.
Oh, God.
That dates me, huh?
Yeah.
You gave me that WAP. There you go.
Well, that should tell you a little bit. So anyway. Just kidding.
Hope no guys are listening.
Oh, they're listening. But yeah, so you guys, this is our 10-year wedding anniversary, which is probably the last wedding anniversary we're going to celebrate. I think we'll just focus on the bigger picture of just us being together, which is the 15-year.
Yeah, I mean, let's focus on the day-to-day of trying to be better and cherish ourselves or each other every day and not just go for that one specific day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's like, it's pressure. I mean, it's always pressure for me on these ones, your birthday and our anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn. And you never like anything. She don't like jewelry. She don't wear no jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
She don't like flowers.
I do like flowers.
She's just saying that for anybody that brings her flowers.
No, I really, I love peonies.
She doesn't like them dying. She doesn't like them dying, though. She doesn't like them dying.
It is sad when they die.
So she's like, give me a plant, I guess.
Yeah.
Because they live.
And I like food. I like things I can eat.
No, you don't.
I do like food.
She's very, like, food conscious, so she doesn't. So it makes it so hard.
I'm trying not to as much. I did eat some pasta today.
It's good to be food conscious. She had, like, 5 strands of pasta.
Hey, I had some.
But it's, like, it's very difficult. So it's, like, I mean, difficult thing. So my goal is to get into another level so I could just take her to trips.
Experiences.
Okay. Trips.
And you guys, just so you know, like, gifts and shit, it's not my love language. That's Joe's love language. He loves gifts and surprises, but
nobody gives me, nobody's gotten me a gift in how long.
I know, and that's what's so terrible is I think the last gift I was going to get Joe was right before we broke up the first time.
Damn, 13 years ago?
Yeah, I was going to get him tickets to a Bears game in Chicago. We were going to go, but he broke up with me, so F you. You didn't get it. But it's hard to get him presents because he's super picky, but he doesn't want to tell you what he wants because he wants it to be a surprise.
No, I like technology stuff.
But you want it to be a surprise, but then if I get the wrong thing, then you're like, I don't want this. And then it's like, well, I don't want to get you anything then.
Well, you do that same thing.
Well, it doesn't have to be a surprise then. Just tell me what you want and I'll get it for you. But then it doesn't feel like a gift. Feels like you can get it yourself.
I mean, in today's day and age, me and Elsie just get stuff for ourselves. So it's like kind of hard too.
Yeah.
We just get what we want. Right then.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard. Because I want you to feel special too. Because there was obviously the cheating didn't happen because you're a dick, which you were, but it's also because I wasn't giving you what you needed as far as like support and attention and love and thoughtfulness. So I want to be more thoughtful too. Anyway, so happy last anniversary that we're going to celebrate for our wedding.
We have another anniversary, January 1st. That's when I said, will you be my girlfriend? She made me say that.
And I said, yes, I will be your girlfriend. I will love you forever. We'll see how that goes.
No, she will love me forever.
Mm-hmm.
It just, are we going to be together forever?
Oh.
Right? I mean, people divorce and then they love each other.
They still love each other.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
See? We're going to be together, I mean, for sure. But, I mean, well, you never know what could actually happen. Because you guys have seen TV shows, right?
I mean, not even TV shows. You've seen our life and how it's worked out. I think we're kind of at that point where it's like...
For all the people that you've listened to.
Right.
I don't know how many podcasts you've put out so far.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I think the thing about us is that I know you can leave at any time. I know you don't have to be with me. I know I don't have to be with you. So it's like when you're okay with losing it, then that's what makes you appreciate it more. Like, I can live without you, but I know I would rather just live with you.
I think that's the way you gotta go and think about things.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're in a marriage or in a relationship. They don't teach you this stuff in school.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they don't teach you stuff about money or business and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Right?
They just send you up to fail in this world.
Right?
Get debt. Fall in love with the wrong person or just be depressed or whatever. They don't teach you nothing.
No.
Go work a regular job. You don't need a business. They don't teach you about the stock market.
Mm-mm.
They don't teach you nothing in school. What do they teach you?
Reading, writing, random bullshit to fill your mind with things that aren't
going to learn all that stuff like in third, fourth grade.
I know.
Huh.
I was just thinking, like, what if it just is? This is just how it is for us. It's not better or worse. This is just our situation. And it could be this or it could be something else. It's not better or worse. It's either what it is right now or it could be something else. But it's not something else. It's this. You know what I mean?
It should be for day to day.
Mm-hmm.
And some days people are happy as hell. Some days people are sad.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Banks, our son.
He is an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah. And he doesn't want to take naps.
Mm-hmm.
And it sets him up to terrorize us.
Mm-hmm. You got to do that maintenance. Just like Banks has to take naps to maintain his energy, you got to do maintenance on your relationship. Sometimes you got to take breaks, you got to rest, you got to recoup, you got to think about your life to make it work.
It's harder now with COVID, though.
Everything is hard if you make it hard.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where we're at, and I'm going to say this, you know, as we finish up with this, is that you guys, there are no perfect relationships. There is no happily ever after. It's what you make of it. And let go of those expectations for your relationships. And let go of the guilt and the pressure when your relationship doesn't add up to what society says it's supposed to be. It's effing okay. Like, this is how love goes. Love isn't just a one-way street. It's not just a cookie-cutter mold of how everyone needs to fall in line. It can be different. Do you have anything else to say?
Name one person that you guys know who's had a perfect relationship that you actually know, not someone that you see on the outside. Is there anybody?
And then ask yourself, what do you think a perfect relationship is? And I guarantee it's different for everybody.
And if it's different and they're not, and you're, it's not in line with your partner, mm-hmm. then it's going to go every which way on certain days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you're thinking one way, I'm thinking another way. And at one point in that timeline, it's going to clash. It's inevitable.
So it's not necessarily like what is the perfect relationship for you. It's finding out what is the perfect relationship for you and your partner. Like, what does a perfect relationship look like with your capabilities as a couple, with what you are able to do, with your bandwidth and patience and, you know, your flexibility? Like, what would constitute a good marriage between the two of you, not what other people think it should be.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you get married, the pastor should give you like a playbook, mm-hmm. or the person or the government or somebody. Somebody should be like, here you go. Here's some checklists. This will help you guys.
I mean, they do. Some right marriage before, counselors, right before,
yeah. You know? But it's like, that's just to make sure, you know, you guys are for sure going to get married.
I feel like there should be like a list of questions that you have to ask and find out. But then at the same time, people change all the time.
It's true. I mean, yeah, that is true. Every few years we change.
Mm-hmm.
Every year we change. You know, but it's like, how do we not get playbooks for anything?
Because there's no, I mean, they do have like pregnancy books. No, like,
yeah, that's the only
motherhood.
That's the only playbook you get.
Parenting.
No, they don't. Who gave us that? A nurse or a doctor?
No, you could buy
it. You have
to
go look for it.
Yeah.
But like the only thing they give you a playbook for is like having a baby.
But what I'm saying is it doesn't even matter because those playbooks, none of that shit was applicable for banks. None of that stuff, those tips worked on effing banks.
Yeah, we did try. It doesn't work.
But that's the thing is, I think you just have to continue checking in. Like, you have to keep trying new things with your partner, with your kids, like, until something works.
Or just fits your vibe.
Yeah.
Your life. Yeah, because it's hard. I mean, I've changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went from, like, thug, angry, you know, dude. And now I'm more, now I'm not quiet, but... You know, I might sound quiet on this podcast, but I'm not a quiet person, but not as angry.
Yeah. I wish you would talk more, though, like when stuff is bothering you. I don't want to get into this situation again.
I have a lot of thoughts in my head, so I do talk to myself. That's the problem.
Well, I mean, you could talk out loud. I mean, if it's something that's dealing with me, not everything has to be said out loud.
Well, I did say a lot of stuff out loud. No, a lot of it constituted the business over the last whatever amount of years.
I think, you guys, that's another thing to keep in mind is not to give those petty threats because, you know, you hear the same thing over and over again. I'm going to break up with you. I'm going to leave. And then you don't leave. Then it's like the boy who cried wolf. They're going to stop believing you. And I stopped believing him. I'm like, whatever. Like, we've come this far. But I think if it was like something super serious, like I'm sitting in front of her house, I'm about to go inside, I'm about to ruin everything. You know, you can either change stuff or I'm going to go through with this, you know?
Before that, that was talking and I would tell you that stuff.
No, you never said that you were going to cheat on me.
No, but I said this idea of this business and us not having money.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to end our relationship. And these are conversations or talks that we've had.
But I've said that to you too. Like,
yeah. And if we're both having that back and forth saying it, it's inevitable. Those are talks.
I guess it's that thing. Like, I just didn't expect for it to actually happen. I just thought it was just talk. Yeah, I didn't think it was...
You just said, well, you should talk to your partner.
No, but I mean, and I also said, don't do the boy who cried wolf, where you just keep saying it over and over again, and then nothing changes. Like, if you sat me down and you're like,
and I was like, I am so not happy. I hate this business. I just want to get a regular job or something. We need to get out of debt. Let's just get rid of this business, or it's just not going to work. And you're all, oh no, we got the release can. We got this program going. We're going to be fine. Blah blah blah. You don't need to get another job.
Yeah, I said you don't. I honestly, I don't even remember you saying that our, whenever I asked you if you hated me, when I asked about our relationship,
it's not hating, it's
you never said like, oh, I'm about to blow this shit up right now. Like, you made me so mad. I'm about to end this right now. Not, you never said
it's
that.
It's not like hating. It's more like just situational. And, you know, I never told you I was going back in depression again because you were depressed.
Yeah, but you didn't. But like, that's what I'm saying. You didn't tell me.
No, I do tell you stuff, though. I do tell you
but
stuff.
But you didn't tell me that.
But at that point, the last couple of years, you wasn't listening.
Nigga, I was going through my own stuff. I don't give a shit. I was going through my own stuff.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. You were talking about talking, right? Right? We were talking, but 90% of the time, you wasn't hearing me.
Agreed. And obviously, you weren't hearing me either. So
that's why. And then you tell me to talk to you. But if you're not hearing me, what's the point of me talking to you?
Here's the thing, Joe. I want to end this podcast on a good note. And you got me effing fired up right now. So let's like regroup ourselves and like refocus what we're trying to do here.
To talk.
It is our effing 10-year wedding anniversary. The last one we're going to celebrate together because it is too much of a mixed emotion day for me to want to celebrate it again after everything that happened.
We'll celebrate January 1st.
We'll celebrate January 1st, our 15-year anniversary.
It's easy because it's two holidays.
Yeah.
That's the one you always want to celebrate anyways.
I love that one. It's fun. New Year's Eve. It's a good party. Everyone's partying. Everyone's having a good time. There's fireworks. I love fireworks.
No, you said that's when we officially got together. You said, I don't care about marriage because you didn't even want to get married. You only got married for your parents.
Yeah, that's true.
And you said, this is the holiday. This is the real day.
Well, happy anniversary.
I'm not. You said happy anniversary January 1st.
Okay, so happy stupid married day. Happy anniversary of doing Wedding Wars on VH1. That was awesome.
If you guys, there's no camera here, but she has piercing eyes and I feel the tips poking me. That's what she looks like. And her nose
the tips red. Of what?
Your piercing eyes.
Because you got me upset. Like, you didn't get me upset. I'm feeling like a little sensitive about today because it's a sensitive day. I'm already like on an emotional roller coaster and
do we have to do this tomorrow to see to let everybody know if we're back together, still together or not?
I do love you. I know I want to be with you for now.
Damn. That's what I get, though. I love you, too.
I'm trying not to cry. I'm so sad. But I'm happy, too. I mean, it's like I'm happy and sad. I can't really put my finger on it. It's like one of those things where you think about the happy thoughts and you think about the day and you think about like how much hope and like the little bit of doubt on your wedding day. Like, is this going to work? Is this going to be forever? Because it's like such a big step and all these people are here and we're going to be on TV and maybe not everyone thinks that, but... And then to be like, damn, this is where we're at now. I don't know what hurts more. Like, just the disappointment or the shame or the embarrassment or, I don't know, sad.
J-Lo's been married like 3-4 times.
I'm not J-Lo. Have you seen this ass? It's nothing like hers, so.
Not bad, though, guys. Not bad.
Oh, that's nice of you. Oh, you are trying to end this on a good note. Okay. All right. I love you.
Time to have sex.
No.
Oh.
All right, you guys, that's it for this special edition of A Wake Up or Break Up. Thank you for celebrating our 10-year wedding anniversary with us. Hopefully you guys will tune in next week as I interview another amazing person as they share their story of infidelity and overcoming a crazy, imperfect relationship. Until next time, you guys, have an amazing day.
Thank you for listening. This is my voice of pleasure. Welcome.
Why are you saying welcome? It's literally the end of the podcast.
The end.
All right, you guys, I'll talk to you next time. Bye.